Hello, my name is Ben Dewey. I am a senior software developer at 26 New York. Today, I'm going to talk to you again about the Litware Training Sample Application. In this episode, we're going to go in-depth into the course feeds data service and demonstrate the code used to retrieve this data using WCF. Let's get started. The Litware Training application contains two web application projects, the main website and the course feeds website. The course feed website contains one Atom Feed WCF service. If we open this service, we will see the Atom Feed displayed in the browser. If we take a look at the code for the course feed, you'll see that we have two operations, denoted by the operations contract attribute. Our first operation returns our course feed data. You'll notice that we have a couple query string parameters. These are used to filter the data. When the operation is called, the service gets the courses from the repository and filters the data. Then we pass these courses to the getItems method, which returns a list of syndication items. If we take a look at getItems, you'll see that we are essentially looping through the courses, calling createItem for each course. In createItem, which we'll see on the other operation, we are returning a single syndication item based on these course details. Finally, we create our feed based on these syndication items, we set the outgoing response type of the service, and we return the feed in an Atom format. The second operation gets a single course. When the operation is executed, the service goes out to the repository and gets a course based on the course ID. Then we create a syndication item for that course, we set the outgoing response type, and we return the item in an Atom format. Now that we know how the course feeds are published, let's take a look at consuming the course feeds. When the user requests the courses page, we create a URI builder based on our course feed URL, we apply the filters, and we bind the courses based on that URI. If we take a look at bind courses, you'll see that we are creating a new Atom Pub client, which was shipped with the WCF REST Starter Kit Preview 2. The Atom Pub client has a getFeeds method, which returns a syndication feed based on any URI. Then all we have to do is bind our courses list view to our syndication items and call databind. If we take a look at the HTML for the list view, you'll see that we have a table with three columns, a title, a date, and a location. In the body of the table, we have an items placeholder. Inside each item, we have four rows. The first row contains the title, the date, and the location. The second row contains the instructor, and the third row contains a description of the course. In the final row, we have a login view, which shows different registration information depending on whether the user is logged in or not. Now, let's run the project and see what this looks like. When the project is running, we click All Courses. And there we have it, a list view bound to a syndication feed. I hope you've enjoyed this webcast. For more information, please download the full Litware Training sample application. Thank you and have a good day.